I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. On January 12, 2010, a 7.0 earthquake practically flattened Haiti's capital city. A decade later, there's little to no recovery thanks to government neglect and corruption. However, Compassion Haiti is making steady gains. Compassion International's Rico St. Paulin says they're releasing children and families from poverty in Jesus' name. Visit missionnews.org to help Haitians rewrite their future. And Sudan is taking some steps in the right direction towards religious freedom. One positive sign was Sudanese believers were allowed to march in a Christmas celebration, the first time since former authoritarian President Omar al-Bashir was ousted. The U.S. State Department even removed Sudan from its blacklist for religious freedom violations. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton asks you to pray for encouragement and boldness for Sudan's Christians. Find your place in these stories at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Todd Morris.